Welcome, listeners. How are you? Oh, I'm so happy to be back. I hope everyone has been having a great holiday season. For all those who celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas to you, since that is the holiday that just passed. My name is Zarina Hameen, and I am your host of Disrupt Tech Podcast. And I'm so thrilled to be back with you guys. It's been about 3 months now where we were doing some traveling, some work, and I'll get into all of that in a second. But I wanted to just, hope that everyone is doing well and remind you that just because I'm the one speaking doesn't mean that this isn't a conversation. We've set up Disrupt Tech Podcast to be a conversation, not just to be me talking, even though I'm the only one talking right now. So again, this is your host, Zarina Hameen. You can always reach out to us, if you have any feedback, any questions after any episode that you listen to. You can email us at disrupttechpodcast@gmail.com. You can also leave a direct message right here at anchor.fm, right on the website. And also make sure that you're tuning in on all of our platforms, which is iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, as well as, again, like I said, iHeartRadio, which seems to be the big popular one right now for this podcast. I'm not saying for everything. So, I wanted to kind of give a few updates before we get started today. First things first, what our topic is today is a very interesting one. Our research team did a lot of work in coming up with the content for this episode and what it needed to look like just to get the point across, to get the conversation started, because again, we want this to be a conversation. So our topic today is data collection, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And the reason we chose this topic is because I know from my conversations, from what I'm seeing on social media, from what I'm seeing on streaming platforms, cable, television, this has become a really big concern. And it's a concern because it's data collection, period, and that's always going to be a concern. But it's also a concern because many people don't know what it means. They don't know what AI consists of. They don't know what this information is being, how it's being taken, why it's being taken, and where it's going. So we decided to kind of give a breakdown in this episode and kind of just give people a little bit of information about the positives and the negatives of data collection online, how it can serve you and how it doesn't serve you too much. It serves more of the companies, you know, but we're going to give you that knowledge so that you have it. That's what we're here to do. Just see where you land. And again, if you have any questions, you need any follow-up, you can email us at disrupttechpodcast@gmail.com. You can also, like I said, leave a message here, as well as contact us on Instagram. We're on Instagram at disrupttech_podcast. I said the wrong thing. And then also on Facebook, you can contact us under our company name, which is Alani Media. So we're going to get into it. I don't want to waste any more time. Just to give you a few quick updates about what's been going on in the company. We have had a great season. We've been able to, Alani Magazine has been doing very, very well. We launched a new podcast as well called #DisruptRadio. It's just like this one, but it's radio instead of tech. And it does things similar, but it has a little bit of music in it, has a little bit of insight. It's a lot of fun. So make sure you check that out as well. You can find that at anchor.fm/disrupt-radio. And that's also available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts. And to add some to the mix, it's also available on Amazon Music and Audible. So definitely feel free to check that out. We've done our inaugural episode and there's a new episode coming out this week. So enjoy, my fellow listeners. And same rules apply. If you guys have any questions, feedback, contact us. In addition to that, as far as the overhead, we've been working with and talks with a lot of great partners to bring in some amazing work in 2023. I don't want to ruin it, but definitely stay tuned as we make those announcements. A big announcement here about Disrupt Tech Podcast is that we are officially become a subscription service. And that comes with a lot of perks. I definitely suggest you guys check it out. We'll be posting a lot about it, but it comes with a little unlimited ad space. It comes with multiple opportunities to build your business. If you have a business, a brand, if you're an individual artist, if you just have something you want to promote, it's the promotion points, bullet points are amazing. So definitely check that out. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break right now and we'll be back shortly. And when we get back, we'll dive right into it. Data collection, the good, the bad, the ugly. I'll see you guys soon. I'll talk to you soon. Have you subscribed to Alani Magazine? If not, what's the holdup? Alani Magazine is an award-winning online magazine with over 250,000 readers worldwide. And if you were to subscribe today, you get unlimited advertisement each month on the magazine site. You get weekly social media marketing to those 250,000 readers. You get commercial ads on their podcasts, free attendance to online and in-person events, and most importantly, access to grant funding to grow your business. I wouldn't waste any time on this deal. For more information, visit www.alanimag.com. Again, that's www.alanimag.com. Welcome back, everybody. Well, so I'm going to dive right in. As I said earlier, this is Zarina Hameen, your host of Disrupt Tech Podcast. And today's topic is data collection, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So this has been a very hot topic for a very long time, as I said in the beginning of this episode, because it's a combination of two things. It's one, data collection has always been scary, but it being done online and tracking everything that you do online to generate that information to provide more for you online is a very scary thing. It's scary for me. I can go on Facebook and I can go to Google, and type in, my favorite fish or what's the best dog to adopt. And then I go to my Facebook and I see that they're trying to sell me on different dog adoptions randomly that shows up on my newsfeed. Or if you're on Facebook and you start clicking, you see a great recipe that you want to try. So you click the recipe just to, the information just to see what the recipe is so you can cook it for your family. And then next thing you know, your newsfeed is bombarded with ads for all of these other cooking Facebook pages. So it is scary. It's like, how are they getting this information? How do they get it so quickly? And I don't even understand how it's happening. So it's a combination of it happening and then the lack of knowledge of AI and data collection online. So we did a little bit of research for you, our lovely listeners. Why wouldn't we? And we actually found out that we're not the only ones with this concern. Actually, majority of the public are having these concerns. And the biggest concern, based off an article released by TechCrunch in November 23rd, 2021, is that data collection isn't the problem. It's what companies are doing with it. Right? So data collection is a company's most powerful asset. Okay, so many businesses cannibalize on this value asset by selling it to third parties. That's the big problem, when they should actually be using it to make their business stronger and more sustainable. So nearly all digital businesses collect some type of data from their users. So the growing concern is that from privacy rights, people are more concerned about how the data is being used, and not only the general public, but also companies who aren't doing that. So data collection is not wrong in itself. It's not wrong. It's the why, the how, and what is being done with it that matters most. So in the majority of cases, there's no, random man behind the curtain collecting data for evil. All right, guys, that's not happening. All right. Most companies rank in as much data as they can, under the assumption that, you never know when and how data might be useful at some point down the line. But they usually use it for their own data collection to boost their brands. Okay, so just keep that in mind. So this isn't like some evil plot to steal your identity, even though unfortunately with them selling it to third parties, some of that is happening as well. There's always negatives to a positive. It started out as something that was just a useful tool, and like any other useful tool, there are always going to be those scammers, those people in this world that are going to get into it and use it for something negative. That's the world we live in, good versus evil. So I mentioned Facebook earlier. Facebook and other companies, you know, they may very well be protecting your privacy, but they don't need your personal information because you've already given it to them, right? So when we set up these social media platforms, we're already giving them the information. So they don't really need it for that. So they don't need your personal information to determine exactly who you are and what you'll do next. They kind of have that already in when you create a profile, when you sign up for the site. So, you know, our human sensor array, which is a form of AI, was built to easily and automatically detect small immediate anomalies. So they already have that information. But what we have to understand is that it's data, not privacy, that is the real danger. Okay, so even though data collection is normal, you know, we worry about our privacy, but it's not the privacy, because in reality, you know, this is the world we live in 2022, almost 2023. You know, our privacy, we live online now, everything's online, so your privacy is pretty much already out there. It's what the data is doing with the information. So that's really what people see as the real danger. And the reason they see that as a danger is because even though it's creepy to imagine companies are listening on your conversation, and perhaps more creepy that they can predict what you're talking about without actually listening. So no one, it's not like the 50s and the 60s in the war where someone's on the other line tapping your phone. They don't have to do anything. They don't even have to know who you are. You are anonymous. You are just data. And so it's not necessarily about your privacy. It's about the data that's being collected on you anonymously and how that's being sold to third parties, how that's being used in certain companies, how that's being used online, et cetera, et cetera. So I wanted to give a little bit of that background information. Now, to head into our topic, our main topic, the good, the bad, the ugly, what can you do? You know, I read this amazing article on Forbes.com. It was released, I want to say, in June 2020. And it talked about this. It talks about how, you know, over the past several years, data has garnered itself something of a bad reputation, which is what we're discussing. Because of companies utilizing this technology to gain access to, you know, quantities of customer data, too many were seen as using information unethically. Whether it was a lack of transparency about what the data was being used for or that the data was being collected in the first place, a lot of people didn't even know that data was being collected simply because they got online and set up an account with a social media site, or they have a Google, a Gmail account, even an email account. All of that is being used to collect data. Or they ran an ad for their business. No, that was the scary part, is no one knew that this additional data was being collected through AI. So, as a result, of course, the public response was overwhelmingly negative. However, the current climate has given rise to a turning point for data collection. It's a possibility of it being used to do more good. It can also draw you to things that you are interested in and that you want, but you don't know where to find them. And that's happened to me on several occasions as well, where I'll type something in, because obviously if I'm typing something into Google, I want the information. And then I start getting so much more information, you know, Facebook, Google, whatever, about the topic that I was already interested in. And obviously the reason I Googled it is because I didn't know where to look. I didn't know where to find it. I didn't know how to become knowledgeable in it. So that's definitely a good of data collection. So what we have to look at is data collection in today's world, which is, again, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I would say the ugly, as we've already touched up on, but let me identify it, is that one of the most recent examples of companies being scrutinized, again, like I said, for their use of data, is Google. Google is the main data collector online. And, you know, it's faced possibilities of antitrust suit from the U.S. Department of Justice. It's, you know, it's seen as one of the worst offenders when it comes to the misuse of data. So again, you're just simply going on Google and typing something up, and it's going through this data collection sphere, which is what scares people. Okay. And Facebook is a company that deserves the top spot for these issues, right? So we already know Google is one of the most popular for these issues, but Facebook for sure. Like I said earlier, you know, I go on Facebook and I'm scrolling through my newsfeed and I see this ad for, hey, how to make, you know, delicious cauliflower bites. And the next thing you know, every time I go on my newsfeed, I'm just getting ads and ads and ads from different cooking pages. So that's a lot. It's like, how did they get this so fast? I mean, within seconds. And that scares people. But again, we have to look into it. We have to remember that, you know, Facebook already has our personal, they have our personal information because we used it when we signed up. They also have our photos, things that we post that are of interest of us. So we have to understand, even though this is ugly, they're not doing it necessarily for our personal information. It's clearly for advertising, okay? So whether it involves being at the center of election meddling or harvesting email contacts, which we've all heard these, we saw that in our 2016 election, everyone said, you know, that the elections were rigged through Facebook. We've seen in every election since social media has become popular. Emails, things like that. So Facebook has really seemed to exemplify the ugly of the scenario with the treatment of its user data. So those are the top two. Google and Facebook have really come under scrutiny for those things. The bad, I would say, would be when we're just trying to work. So it has nothing to do with social media or online. It has to do more with you know, the common issue for sure is data collection. It's the lack of security surrounding it in major players in the tech space, such as Adobe, Zynga, and Canva. See, these aren't social media sites. These are sites where we use Adobe to sign contracts. We use Canva to make designs. But you have to understand, anything that's being done online is subject to data collection. So, you know, Adobe, Zynga, and Canva all face substantial data breaches in 2019 alone. And these are not instances of companies intentionally acting in bad faith, but the consequences for their users are real nonetheless. It's still a part of data collection. So again, don't think that if you're not on a social media site or on Google, that your data isn't being collected. If you're doing anything online, and we live our lives online now, your data is being collected, even if you're just going to Adobe to sign a contract, or you're just going to Canva to make a really cool, you know, graphic design for your business. So keep that in mind. And that's seen as the bad. Is that it's the bad is where people don't know that their data is being collected. We know it's being collected on Facebook, Google, social media sites. You have to pay attention and realize anything you do online, that's the bad. Now let's get to the good. This is the plus. So in the past several years, we've been riddled with stories of data being used unethically, which it's happening. It has happened. It's going to continue to happen. I would say in the last 2 years or so, data collection has also shown a myriad ways of that data can be used for the good of everyone. So prime examples of that is Apple and Google coming together, which they've done. And what they do is, they provide the technology for contact tracing around important issues. Like, for example, when the pandemic hit, the reason we were all able to stay in such constant contact and have updates and know what was going on is because they merged and they were able to trace around the world what was happening in the pandemic and what was happening and how and what needed to be fed out through their engines, through their platforms, for everyone to be informed. And that is a very good use of data collection. That's an excellent use. So when you see all of those things of when people are marking safe on Facebook, or, you know, from hurricanes and wildfires and earthquakes, all of that is being collected through the data of emergency and is able to get the information to us quicker than it's ever been able to do in the history of the world. So that we know that there's a hurricane in you know, Florida. We know that there's these devastating earthquakes in Texas. We know that there's storms, and we're able to react quicker because of this data collection. So this tracking would be voluntary and the data secure. See, that's the thing, is that this data is actually secure because it's only being used for information purposes only. It's not being used to sell you anything or give you ads. So that's a big plus, okay? We've also seen a great deal of open sharing of like data during, again, to go back to the pandemic was one of those where we got to, you know, see things about, you know, different health monitoring and what that looks like. And again, I hate to keep saying the pandemic, but we were able, those numbers that we got about how many people were suffering, how many people were getting new cases every day, et cetera, that was data collection. That's a very big positive. So though data can be a sensitive and controversial topic in the best of times, when, you know, we have the bad people or bad actors, if we want to call them, violate the trust of users, that could damage the reputation. But also you have to remember that that's always going to happen. Regardless of what you introduce, there's going to be a bad side to it. And it gives off the appearance that any large scale collection of data is dangerous and unethical. But the truth is, when data is being used transparently and for the greater good of society, it can be a powerful tool in creating positive change that actually supports our public. Like I said, there are so many things we wouldn't know that could have ultimately killed us, harmed us, if that data wasn't being collected, as far as natural disasters, our, you know, pandemic, the global pandemic, things like those natures, shootouts, violence, you know, mass shootings, all of that was data. The reason we were able to have the information about those things is because of data collection. So even though we have big companies who may use it for, you know, for not the best reasons, we also have ones who are using it great, and they're actually merging to be able to better support their public and their readers, their listeners, their searchers. So we have to keep that in mind. So to wrap this up, what do we do? How do we know what to do? So that basically comes down to making data work for you through AI and data framework. So, you know, a lot, again, I want to make it clear, a lot of companies, instead of selling user data to make money, a lot of data-driven companies have opted to analyze this data to understand how to gain the most useful insights. It's called Know Your Customer, KYC, initiatives. And they are dependent on data. They use artificial intelligence to analyze the information to uncover preferences that users might not be talking about in online reviews. It goes back to what I said earlier. You know, there are things that I was looking for that I didn't even know I was looking for. But because I searched one thing, I was actually able to get a lot more information based off that search, because they collected the data from that search and they were able to open up a whole other door, a whole, you know, other world of information on that subject for me. And I wouldn't have found it on my own because I didn't know it existed. So that's how you make it work for you. If you're I would suggest not searching. I mean, search whatever you want. I mean, we're going to search all kinds of crazy stuff, cats and sweaters and all kinds of things. But again, that's the bad. If you are searching things that you really need, like scientists and people who are in school, you know, whether it's high school, college, whatever, you know, you're someone who just has a general zest for knowledge. You know, when you're searching those through Google and all these searching platforms and these engines, when you're searching it, data collection is actually working for you. So make that work for you. If you don't want data collection on you, you know, cats and sweaters, it's gonna happen anyway, but lessen the search, right? If you're someone who really just needs to have information, if one of your kids is sick, you need to know what to do. You know, you need to know how to cook something, whatever. Those things are actually useful if you're searching on Google, because I can't tell you, and I'm sure everyone can relate, 9 times out of 10, I'm going, oh, wow, when something pops up, I didn't even know that I could do that and this exists. So that's how you can make it work for you. And you have companies like Pepsi who are leading the way in using AI for consumer product development purposes and digital businesses, and all other companies should follow suit with them. Because what they're doing is they're not trying to sell you anything. They're trying to better their brand. So online platforms that want to go this route should beef up, you know, they beef up their in-house capabilities by hiring more data scientists and AI experts to this, because they're collecting the data simply to make Pepsi a better brand. and what people need in this day and age, what interests people, but they're not using your information to sell to third parties. They don't know your information. They're using strict data from searches and things online, not the individual. They do it as a whole. So this can help improve customer experience by enabling better personalizations and customization options. AI consists of a lot of things. And AI can consist in making the onboarding process smoother and seamless for products and services. So not only are they doing it for their product, they can give this information and they can tell them how to improve their products and services, which is a way that works for us, where we're not being fed the same nonsense all the time. They're like, okay, this is what we need to do. People don't like our vanilla Pepsi, whatever. I'm just going to use Pepsi as an example. From what we're seeing and what we're getting from the data collected online, let's get that out of there. Let's start looking at that data and see what people want. What kind of flavors are people interested in? That's how it works for you. Well, you're becoming a better consumer. You're getting what you need out of these companies from that data collection. So to finalize this, and we have several others. I mean, there's a lot of ways that data work for you, but I wanted to give you the key ways that it does. And as data becomes more complex, companies are trying to make a more efficient use of their, troves of data by implementing a data fabric. And that is an interconnected layer of data and processes that support composite data and analytics, as well as their various components. Okay, and from an article by DataCrunch, they said a data fabric lets companies reuse and combine different styles of data science, enabling them to reduce integration design time by up to 30%, deployment by up to 30%, and support by as much as 70%. Data Fabric allows firms to use existing skill technologies from data hubs, data takes, and data warehouses to improve the experience. And then I'm going to end this with the most important way that data works in our favor. It creates jobs. And what we all know, this is outside of the tech world, more creation of jobs better fuels the economy. Not only the U.S. economy, the economy in general, the world, the global economy. So anyway, we'd love to hear from you guys. What do you think about what we discussed today? Again, this is a conversation. I'm just giving you the information. If you'd like to, provide more, if you like more feedback, more follow-up, more information, simply contact us at disrupttechpodcast@gmail.com. You can leave a message here at anchor.fm/disrupt-tech. We can also be found on iHeartRadio, Apple, Google Podcasts, Amazon, Audible, and Spotify. But I want to hear from you. I want to know what you think. And we can probably address some of the feedback in the comments in our next episode. But until now, again, we'd love to hear what you have to say. This is Disrupt Tech Podcast under Alani Media Group, LLC. And I am your host, Zarina Hamid. So again, drop that information, drop those comments and that feedback. But until then, be good to each other, be good to yourself, and be good to tech. All right, you guys have a good one. Bye. Are you a person, startup, or company that lives and breathes tech? Well, help us give our audience the opportunities and the knowledge to wield the virtual world to their satisfaction. If you'd like to be a guest on Disrupt Tech Podcast, please email us at disrupttechpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have several topics that are coming up in our next season that will surely give all of our audience and our listeners a chance to disrupt tech.